This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Launching into the second hour of the program, as always, you're invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. A couple of those are occupied, but there's still a few open. So head over to discord.lrn.fm. Discord's a place where you can actually interact with other Free Talk Live listeners around the clock, basically. There are people in there at all times, it seems like. Various different channels, topics on which you can discuss. And then, of course, during our live shows, there are the on-air call-in line rooms, which will allow you to join us here and sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with Ian, Richie, and Mark. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we've been discussing prostitution, specifically online websites like the new Skip the Games, which is now taking over where Backpage left off after the federal government cracked down on Backpage. They literally went after the people operating that site and took it down. This one's based outside of the United States. They claim they're against breaking the law and that they're helping U.S. law enforcement on a daily basis. However, the site is clearly based around, you know, hooking up people for money.
That's kind of believable with the 7 busts from one detective in one city.
Exactly. And they kind of, it's from the Lehigh Valley, it's a particular story. We'll continue with more from it. And let's go to Dana first, though, listening to WTKG in Grand Rapids. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Hey, I think it was Mark that read that Trump signed that law. But, the law of unintended consequences. And then you were talking just before that about how police officers or just, you know, law enforcement in general can't, now that they shut down Backpage, they can't track, you know, these perpetrators, especially these traffickers.
Right.
And the thing is it wasn't Trump who initiated that. It was that fourth wave of crazy feminists, and it only takes, you know, the far left is very, they're relatively small in number, but very vocal. Wasn't Backpage on, was that Mother Jones on the back in Mother Jones, or who was that? Who was that periodical that carried that?
Well, so Backpage was named after the notion that you could find, I don't know, easy sex.
Adult services
on back pages of magazines, local magazines.
Usually it was inside the back. Like, it wasn't the back cover, but it was like the last page.
So right. I wouldn't
but
be able to say whether.
It was a specific periodical, and I thought it was Mother Jones.
No, Backpage is, that's just a generic term for.
No, I understand that. I get that. But my point was, there was, where I'm going with this, is this fourth wave of feminists. There were only a handful of them, but they were there every single day. Even on the Lord's Day, they were out there, they were loud, they had signs, they threatened.
Out where?
They made,
in public?
Made,
in public
like,
spaces?
In front of one of those magazines, you know, like I don't know if it was Rolling Stone or it was a traditionally left, you know, progressive, not Democrat, but progressive magazine that they were in New
so
York
and
Manhattan.
You're saying they were protesting the magazine? The feminists
this
were
went
protesting?
This went on for a couple of years before they finally shut them down all over. Before
the feminists shut down
something.
The magazine.
Mother
no,
Jones
not
is still
the magazine. They shut down the right for any magazines put that in their magazine. You know,
there's definitely, you can still find these things in weekly publications around the country.
But I would agree with Dana about this, is that they're, in the feminist movement, they have what they call sex-positive feminists, and then I presume that the others are called sex-negative feminists,
mm-hmm.
and the sex-negative feminists really act like they've got a big problem with just about everything.
Right. And that's what I have a problem with. that a small minority, you know how they, the old saying, when in Rome, do like the Romans. It's not like that. It's about individuality, and that's what not what this country is about or what it was founded on. It's for the betterment of all of us.
So then you would agree that, the individual should have the right to sell sex if that's what they want to do?
Not from a moral standpoint, but pragmatically. See, that's where I'm split on the libertarian vis-a-vis conservative. From a moral standpoint, I don't know about you guys, and I'm not judging anyone, but I'm just trying to get my tail to heaven. So morally, premarital sex is wrong. That being said, from a practical standpoint, I do see the sensibility in what all of you guys, no matter who's guessing or whatever with you, Mark, and Ian, that if it's a victimless crime, but people say, like with drugs, there are victims, because to get the drugs from Mexico to here or from wherever to here, Colombia to here, there's a lot of people killed. There's a lot of this.
No.
There's a lot of that. And I guess,
No. Transporting drugs from Mexico to the United States doesn't inherently involve victims. Now, certainly
the prohibition of it.
Drug gangs do use violence to protect their territory, but that has to do everything with prohibition and nothing to do with the act of actually moving a, you know, a truckload full of marijuana or cocaine.
Right. Well, just like drugs, the worst thing about prostitution is that it's made illegal.
And
the victims are created through the illegality in many cases. Certainly, there's possibilities of victims without the illegality, and I would go after that, but I agree with Dana on this largely. I don't think that this is a good idea. I wouldn't call it immoral. What I would call it is unwise. You're probably going to get your parts are going to itch if you participate in this activity too much.
Dana, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to the Discord on-air call-in line rooms where Johnson is on the line. Johnson, go ahead. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Johnson. You're on the air.
Hey, can you hear me?
Just fine.
So how's Mark been?
All's well, thanks.
What's on your mind tonight, Johnson?
I like the fresh cut, Mark. It looks great.
Thank you.
I know I haven't gotten around to throwing hands with you over at your jiu-jitsu studio, but I was calling to apologize for that action.
What are you apologizing for?
We haven't caught up yet over at the studio.
Apparently you had a date.
Jiu-jitsu.
He stood you up?
I don't know. I mean,
no, jiu-jitsu. We got to fight.
Oh. You had a date to fight with Mark, and you stood him up.
I don't call it fighting, but all right. We call it rolling.
You don't remember?
Remember Rumbler.com?
No.
No?
Is that a fighting website?
It was a joke that I think people took out of hand. It was
Fight Club.
Like Fight Club, where instead of meeting up for a date, you met up with someone to fight.
And fight.
I love that.
It was called Rumbler.
Johnson, thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE as we continue here. Let's go to Goyim. Sure, this will be a good one. In Kentucky, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was going to talk about cryptocurrency, but I noticed that your guys' donation bars went from 500 to 1,200.
Yeah, that's right. We're moving the goalposts.
Yeah, you're buying hormones for Ariana or something? Like, what?
For who?
Aria.
Oh, Aria. Okay, Aria. Yeah. She's actually going to be doing her own Aria Uncensored show coming up on Tuesday night.
On Twitch?
After Free Talk Live, yes. Ooh. I understand it, on Twitch.
Late night show.
And she's saying she's going to be topless, so I don't know if that's going to violate the Twitch terms of service or not. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm going to watch it. That's going to
I know, right? Like, I'm excited.
All of a sudden, it's intriguing.
Right.
Thank you, Goyim, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. That'll be 10 o'clock Eastern. I'm debating whether or not, like the last time Aria did a special show, she did one with Christopher Cantwell. It was called She-Male versus Nazi.
Yep.
And, you know, we were worried. She thought she was going to get her channel banned. I thought she was going to get her channel banned because she had Chris Cantwell on, unapologetically, you know, had
pushing
him on.
The boundaries.
Now, she wasn't agreeing with Chris.
Sure.
I mean, by no means. So it wasn't a promotion, just a flat-out promotion of Chris's viewpoint. But he certainly
wasn't
censored.
But anybody who disagrees would likely just say it was.
Yeah, he certainly wasn't censored. And she actually did not get her channel pulled and got a lot of viewers out of that. So I know we've done topless shows here on Free Talk Live, and the Twitch during the summertime when it gets
starting to warm up. I'm in short sleeves tonight.
But when you look at the Twitch community guidelines about, you know, nudity and what kind of clothing is acceptable, it's kind of nebulous. Like, it's not real clear. Like, you could argue that they've banned all nipples, both male and female.
There's nothing wrong with the male nipple.
But there's also another interpretation
as well.
Except
it doesn't work.
So, so I'm considering putting Aria on the LRN Twitch feed and just, you know, seeing what happens with that, because I think that could be interesting.
Don't wreck
it. We might get banned. Yeah. But, you know, it can happen. We're coming up here in moments. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event, even with coupon code FTLEB. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL, and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTLEB for a discount.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on air call in line rooms. over at discord.lrn.fm. And with you in the studio, it's Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got a lot of features on our site, including our Twitch stream. You can watch us on Twitch over at twitch.lrn.fm. And it is free to do that. It's in HD quality. Yeah, we got a YouTube channel, but it is not in HD. So if you prefer the highest quality video and audio experience, then that would be over at twitch.lrn.fm. Be sure you hit the follow button. We sure would appreciate that. And if you really want to go the extra mile and help us get more viewers on Twitch, then keep a browser tab open to twitch.lrn.fm on your computer. That way we're always there in case we're live and you happen to be at your computer, and then you will increase our viewer counts, and then maybe we'll hit the goal of 75 viewers sustained, basically, on average over an entire month. That's a big goal, and we're about, I think you said 20% of the way there.
Based on what you said we had in there.
So, yeah, we got a little ways to go. So twitch.lrn.fm.
Some days are better than others.
Yep, but that's the average right now. So actually, tonight we're over, we're close to 30. We almost hit 30 tonight. So anyway, thank you for that. Twitch.lrn.fm. We're talking about prostitution and specifically a crackdown against people who are using a new site or newish site called Skip the Games. That is the one that seems to become very prominent in the absence of Backpage.com that was taken down by the federal government in, I think, 2018. This story happens to be from Allentown, and they're talking about how, after Backpage went down, arrests also went down. That doesn't mean prostitution went down. It just means that it was harder.
Fines also went down.
It was harder for the police to find people. But now that this site's back on, they're making more arrests, and they're all stinging them from the Skip the Games advertising. In the most recent arrest, the detective found several uncapped needles in the woman's motel room. He wrote in an affidavit, quote, "Unfortunately, these women and even young girls are being forced into doing this," he said. Well,
I'm not sure
that's a separate issue.
I'm not sure that uncapped needles necessarily indicates that somebody's being forced into anything. It could be. I mean, like I've seen the TV shows, the cop TV shows, where women are drugged and made to do things, and they get addicted and stuff. But
a lot of times the women want to do it because they're addicted, and this is a way for them to get the money for drugs that they're looking for. He says, quote, "In all reality, a lot of these women are being forced to do this. These guys are getting a hold of them and pumping them with drugs. They are getting them hooked on heroin, and they are becoming slaves to heroin." Basically suggesting that these women are not their own agents. They are not making decisions for themselves. It's all these men who are, look, pumping them full of heroin as though, you know, that's just something that happens. As though they didn't want to be shot up with heroin.
So that could happen in more of a sex trafficking situation.
Yeah, that's what sex trafficking is, basically.
Well, sex trafficking doesn't necessarily involve heroin. Sex trafficking is just forcing somebody against their will into a sexual circumstance.
This guy but it makes it easier when you pump them full of drugs because they're not lucid, they don't know what's going on, and they're easier to control.
It wouldn't surprise me if that were somewhat common, but ultimately the sex traffic victims are frequently controlled by threats.
Okay.
So what will happen is, you know, it might be they'll be abducted or they might be a runaway, for instance, as I understand it. And basically, especially if they're an abductee, the trafficker will say, hey, look, if you try to escape, we know where your sister and your mother live.
Sure.
And if you try to escape, we're going to kill them.
Or we're going to put them where you are.
Yeah. And so that's usually enough to keep the person complacent and keep them doing whatever it is that they're being told to do.
Yeah.
Now, if they're already drug addicts, then that helps the trafficker because then they can just provide them with drugs. And
I just don't want to discount those instances where that is actually the case.
Right. But I don't know how many situations you have a girl who's not a drug addict who they then get hooked on heroin. I don't know how often
see prostitution's legal in around the world, mm-hmm. what we find is that largely, women who are there, they may have a drug problem, but people have drug problems in all kinds of lines of work. I suspect they, if you need a lot of drugs, then maybe prostitution will be the way to go. But pimps aren't really a problem when prostitution's made legal.
Sure.
And what this guy is doing, who makes his living on stolen money, this
the cop.
This profiteer basically is attempting to do is to justify his existence by saying,
they're victims.
Everybody who participates in illegal prostitution, or nearly so, yeah, is a victim of sex trafficking, because that's what they want to paint this as.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I would say that this guy is lying to you.
I would agree
with that. He's a big, fat, government paycheck liar.
Yeah, it's not, and you're not just speculating, it's actually what the professionals say. I've been to the hearings at the State House here in New Hampshire. There were a couple of proposed bills over the last few years. There's not one, I don't think there's one this session, but there have been in the past, to decriminalize some level of prostitution. Maybe not completely, maybe not legalization, sure, but decrim. And usually they will bring in, the people who support the bill will bring in actual professional sex escorts. Professionals, yeah, not escorts are just straight up prostitutes from Toronto or wherever, but they come from different places because the ones that work in New Hampshire don't want to be seen. So you got to bring them in from outside, and so you know these people are usually like representatives of prostitutes groups or rights groups, and they'll come in and they'll say, look, it's 99, 96, whatever, a very high percentage of the people who are in the sex trade are there voluntarily. They're there because it makes good money. If you aren't a dope addict and you're not heavily dependent on some pimp to find you work,
you could make good money as a dope addict, too. That's why dope addicts do it.
Sure, but they're spending it on their problem. What I'm saying is, if you don't have an addiction and you don't have the ability, you're not just whizzing away all of your money that you're earning, then you can actually make a decent amount of money and sock it away. I mean, some people have put themselves through school doing prostitution and things like that. So the women who are responsible are able to make a lot of money in a relatively short period of time.
I believe that the women who are responsible with their money in prostitution are probably as that's as much of a fib as what this cop's telling.
You don't think there are responsible prostitutes?
I don't. I don't think that there aren't. It's that I think that they are rare. In the same sense that I say that sex trafficking is probably rare. It doesn't matter to me.
A lot of Americans work paycheck to paycheck, so I mean, the financial responsibility isn't that common.
Right. I think that most Americans
more his point.
Yeah, sure. I'm not disagreeing with you, but I've met some of these girls who are pretty, pretty intelligent, able to take care of themselves.
I'm not claiming they're not intelligent. Intelligent.
Yeah.
Being intelligent doesn't mean you're good with your money.
True.
Doesn't mean you're responsible.
That's true. The toll free
number. You're responsible with your money.
Yeah. What's your point?
That's it.
Okay. 855-450-FREE.
Connect the dots.
855. I've also done some prostitution in my time, so.
Oh, dear.
855-450. Very little. 855-450-3733.
It's accurate, though.
You can bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. All right, so that's the story on this website that, again, people are apparently using, and some are getting arrested off of. Skip the games. If you want to comment, if you want to, talk about the world of being a John or being a prostitute and how technology has changed it over the times, you're certainly welcome to weigh in to the discussion. And then, Richie, you've got a kind of a related story.
Sure.
Coming up here about orgasmic meditation.
Yep.
And what that is?
Prostitution.
Well, that's what some are saying.
In disguise.
I have never heard of this before, so we're going to learn about it coming up. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number.
I am doing meditation all wrong at Quaker.
Too much time in jiu-jitsu.
All right, we got more on the way. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Justice Department this month will release a redacted version of the findings of the investigation into the interference of the 2016 presidential election and any Trump campaign ties to the Kremlin. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California tells CNN's State of the Union that the public is entitled to see the full report.
There's ample evidence of collusion in plain sight, but that is not the same thing as proof of a criminal conspiracy beyond a reasonable doubt, and that I would defer to Bob Mueller's judgment, and I do. But I think what we're talking about here is the difference between conduct that rises to the level of criminality and conduct that is deeply unethical, unpatriotic, and corrupt that may not be criminal.
Officials have confirmed that Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has resigned. Kevin McAleenan, Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, will become the acting secretary. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Whatever you want here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We're talking about one of the fundamental freedoms tonight that humans do not have in pretty much every political jurisdiction around the planet. There are a few exceptions, but the freedom of being able to sell sex services to other consenting people. It is called generally prostitution, and police will spend an inordinate amount of time and money, taxpayer dollars, on trying to stop it, which of course is a completely futile exercise because it always just changes forms, goes somewhere else. People are constantly looking for these services, and they will find them as long as there are people in the market demanding them. There are going to be people who are willing to flout the law by providing them to them. And unfortunately, because they're prohibited, it means that the risks that are involved are much higher. There are risks not just for STDs, but also risks of just straight up being robbed and beaten, both to the John and to the girls. So we can continue with the discussion here and some of the ways the market is finding ways around these prohibitions.
As often as possible.
That's what you're going to get into here, Richie. But the toll-free number, if you want to join us, join the discussion here, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's one of those topics that I think deserves to be discussed. And we're one of the few shows that's going to talk about it. Though that said, we still do have to be cautious on how we talk about the topic because there are certain rules in broadcast in the United States on the FCC that to prohibit explicit sexual conversation. They call it either indecency or obscenity, so you always have to be careful not to cross certain thresholds. But that said, there's a new thing, or it's new to me. I've never heard the term until tonight.
I just found it today as well.
Orgasmic meditation. Is this sex? Is this prostitution? Where's the story from, Richie?
Zero Hedge.
All right.
Is this orgasmic meditation business really just a prostitution sex cult in disguise?
Sex cult. All right.
Because you got to throw that word out there, too.
Yeah, it's a fun word. People like it.
Just when you thought professional cuddlers had roped in all the easy money just short of prostitution and strip clubs, along comes One Taste.
Now, before you go on, the cuddlers insist they are not engaging in sex acts while cuddling. I don't know if you're familiar with the professional cuddlers.
I am familiar. Yeah. There was also a site, I know a friend who used it back home, was like a massage exchange.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You give me a massage, and I give you a massage, and I don't know what else
you
happened.
You pay me.
I don't know about payment. I know that was a thing as well, the massage exchange. One Taste is controversial business.
That massage exchange, I love that.
Hey, business opportunities abound, Mark.
I do like the idea of exchanging massages, but it just sounds so...
That might have been all it was.
Loaded. It might have been. I can tell you. All right. Story time. We used to do massage exchanges in prison.
Oh, really?
Of course we did. Who are you going to get to give you a massage in prison?
Probably not the correction officer.
No, he's not going to do it. So, legitimately, that's what happened. But it's so funny, right?
It's just a massage, though.
It's
right?
Just a massage.
There was no happy ending.
No.
No, okay.
Massages are better with oil. You got to lubricate somehow to, like, really get into the muscle.
Ian's the only
Do they sell oil at the canteen? They
absolutely have baby oil.
Do they really? Yeah. Do they really?
They do.
Wow.
I'm sure things...
All right.
Untoward things happened with it, but we did sell baby oil and...
Right, yes, next to the socks.
No condoms, but baby oil.
Of course they didn't have condoms.
Right.
That condoms are for sex.
Right.
It's funny, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, it is. Only Ian believes this story. Like, everybody else is like, whatever.
Wait, oh, you're saying it's not true?
No, it's true.
Why would someone else not believe that?
Because Ian just believes the things you tell him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's just okay. How he is.
All right. Well,
not always, but a lot of times, yes.
One Taste, the controversial business that focuses on a practice that the company calls orgasmic meditation, OM. On its website, the company describes orgasmic meditation as a unique wellness practice that combines mindfulness with the power of the deeply human, deeply felt experience of orgasm, and which Bloomberg describes as a trademark procedure that typically involves trademarked.
Okay.
So you can't even do this without
licensing
from them. Involves a man using a gloved, lubricated fingertip on a woman for 15 minutes. Or in other words,
we're not saying where.
For those decent
to imagine that.
Yes.
Yeah.
The company is selling sex. Founded, guess where? In San Francisco, of course. Mm-hmm. The company is trying to take a business out of selling better orgasms to potential customers, and they have the word marks crossed off there as well, focusing mostly on emotional walled-off women while allowing nerdy men to stimulate women in exchange for a price.
Is unbelievable. Hold on. So women are paying men to perform this service on them?
It seems that way. Because they're the ones with getting the orgasmic glove meditation.
Right. It's just like, it's shocking to me because, I mean, generally women will you know, are better at sort of taking care of themselves. So these are specifically women who do not want to engage in their own self pleasure, basically.
They might also be more prone to, like, to the meditation aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a stereotype.
They're busy meditating.
It has a feminine aspect to it, I guess.
So they're busy meditating.
Sell.
The idea is they're meditating, so they're, like, still while this person is operating on them.
I don't know if they're still, but that's the orgasm. Mm-hmm. The orgasm is part of the meditation process.
True. There are walking meditations, but most meditation is usually still. Anyway, go on with your story.
And they're not just selling videos or brochures. They're selling interactive classes where participants are encouraged to learn by doing. But the company's former members, including six of them profiled by Bloomberg, highlight the dark side of what some are calling a cult. Expensive classes preying on emotionally vulnerable people and being shunned by group members after leaving.
Oh, man.
It's the Scientology of the meditation world.
Yeah.
All right.
Former members spoke anonymously for fear of retribution from the company. Some called the company a kind of prostitution ring that would exploit trauma victims and others searching for healing. Some members believed that the company used flirtation and sex to lure in targets that were emotionally vulnerable. It is also accused of having employees be conditioned to work for free and ordering staffers to have sex or orgasmic meditation with each other or customers.
Well, how are you going to get good at it if you don't practice?
Hey, you know, a lot of jobs expect you to learn before you take the job, and then you come to them with the skills already in place.
Yes, they do.
But here you get on the job training. That's nice.
Even better. Yeah. Okay? They put you through the course, put you through the classes. Here's the prices. The company's classes can range from $199 for an introduction to $4,000 for a retreat to $16,000 for an intensive in quotes. The company also started charging $60,000 for an annual membership in 2014. According to the company, about 1,400 people have taken its coaching program, 6,500 have come to an intro class, and more than 14,000 have signed up for online courses and its app. Ooh,
wow.
That one up. Confused by what the company really does? Here is Bloomberg. The company hosted evening OM circles in Manhattan, sometimes held 30 or more pairs of...
So they're moving out from San Francisco into other big cities.
I think they definitely have operations at other big cities. 30 or more pairs of strokers and strokees in one room.
Strokers and strokees.
But everyone's in the same room.
Well, it's a meditation class. It's not a private sex session.
So that's a little different than your typical prostitution setup, right? Like, if they're trying to say this is prostitution, it certainly doesn't... It doesn't ring like prostitution does. Normally, when, as I understand it, most people want to hire a prostitute to be alone with them, not be in a room with other people.
Well, I think
with their genitals exposed.
A lot of these fringe industries find ways to skirt the label prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of what we're getting at here. The fully clothed men concentrating on their moving fingertips, while the women, naked from the waist down, not going to read that.
Hold on. We're going to continue here in a moment. Apparently, according to Wikipedia, the One Taste has 8 different locations. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I've got a story here about a woman who tried it.
There we go.
And wrote a review. So we'll share that coming up, too. You can join us here if you have. Go and bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting weissparis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's weissparis.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you're invited here to join us. Have you ever done orgasmic meditation? Apparently, it is a new thing in about 8 cities around the world, according to their website. And women apparently are paying. It looks like both men and women. It says in the article at Zero Hedge,
the trademark technique,
that there are men who are performing this. But if you go to the One Touch website, they show their certified, whatever they're calling them, certified. Finger
strokers.
People, strokers, yeah. They're both men and women, so I suspect you can choose what you would want. But you're sharing a story from Zero Hedge about this, and some are saying this is prostitution.
That's part of the claim. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the other article you brought up will be a little bit more detailed. From the former salesperson, you fluff someone to get them energetic and emotionally hard. You were the dangled bait. Like, you can have more of this if you buy the $10,000 course.
Oh, this is the critic. This is the former worker who's like...
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
So it was definitely to upsell them into the higher tiered...
Wow.
Levels there. According to the report...
I just don't think there's any orgasm that's worth $10,000.
If you buy the annual subscription, you can have as many as you want for 60. Can you make it worth your time?
That's a lot of money.
No thanks.
According to the report, the company gets around this by teaching its practitioners that money is just an emotional obstacle. Students also
That's accurate.
Yeah. Students also say they were encouraged to take out multiple credit cards to pay for classes. The first time I didn't cover my credit card bill, it broke something in my mind, says Ruan Mipagala, who went to his first One Taste event in 2012 at age 24. Worked for the company for about 2 years and left owing $30,000 on his credit card. I was no longer afraid of debt, he says. Once you break that barrier, $3,000 is the same as $30,000. At one point, he complained that he and his coworkers hadn't been paid in 2 months.
Oh,
he said it was publicly shamed for having a scarcity mindset.
It's good.
That does sound like the you know, meditation, self-growth, healing culture.
Wow. I mean, it's hard to imagine being so deep in whatever this thing is. I can see why they're labeling it a cult. If you're getting your employees to pay you getting your employees to go into debt with you. That's some crazy stuff.
It sure is.
Yeah.
The company denies this characterization, calling it outrageous. Mm. CEO Joanna Van Vleek said, "One taste is the Whole Foods of sexuality, the organic, good-for-you version. The overarching thing is orgasm is part of wellness." They're also trying to lure businesses as clients, exploiting the Me Too movement as a reason companies should consider their service.
Oh, a company. So the idea would be that the company that package you work deal. For would hire these people to come in and relieve the working staff.
Better than a lunch break, I guess,
wow.
In some cases.
We have entered into a new age, haven't we? A new time. This is
things are changing.
Amazing.
Yep, it's really something.
We're having conversations with companies about hashtag MeToo and how to teach connection as a preventative health for companies rather than treating the disease of sexual harassment, Van Vleck said.
I mean, some companies will pay for their staff to go to like a ropes course or something like that, right? Like to
yep.
the teamwork kind of thing, trusting each other and all
building,
that.
Leadership.
Yeah. Yeah, the team's going to be entirely different after everybody comes back from an orgasmic meditation session.
All right, everybody, take your pants off. We're going to sit together in the same room, and these men with and women, I guess some of them with gloves, are going to do what they got to do.
But if you got your team members to get the certification, then you wouldn't have to pay for the classes anymore.
Could just be intra-office. Could be inside the business,
absolutely.
Right?
Can you imagine Clear Channel sales staff running off to an orgasmic meditation?
Actually, I can.
Well, I can't imagine being in the room when they did.
It's a mandatory sales meeting, Mark. Former members have left feeling worse than when they joined. One former member said, "Looking back on her time with the company, I felt really disgusted that I put myself through that. I felt so much more confused about sex and the boundaries of my body, even though that's what they say it helps you cultivate." That's the end of the article.
So I have a related story here from womenshealthmag.com, written by Susanna Weiss. Headline, "I tried orgasmic meditation with a complete stranger. Here's what it was like." Orgasmic meditation, OM, is a mindfulness practice originating in Buddhist tradition in which a man strokes the upper left quadrant of a woman's, we won't say what, but for 13 minutes while she's lying down in a nest of pillows.
So you get a bonus with one touch then, because they do it for 15.
This is one touch. Oh. Devotees swear it's improved everything from their intuition to their fine motor skills and gush about how close and connected they feel to their partners. So now does that mean their partner at one touch or their partner back at home?
Probably their partner back at home, because they're opening up their sexuality.
I see. They're breaking down walls is the idea. So when I got the chance to test it out at the One Taste... Oh, wait, was it One Taste or One Touch?
I had One Touch in my article.
Oh, okay, so this is different then. One Taste Orgasmic Meditation Studio, also in San Francisco.
Oh, maybe I read it wrong then.
Well, I had to see if it was worth the hype. Before class started, I introduced myself to the guy next to me. Yeah, maybe it was One Taste.
Oh, yeah, One Taste. Okay. Sorry.
And within 5 minutes, our conversation had covered consent, sexual shame, and sex education. This was going to be intense. As the lesson began, all the students in class went around and said why they were there. One woman became teary-eyed as she spoke about her inability to orgasm, and several classmates offered her hugs. One man talked about wanting to overcome his perfectionist tendencies. Another told an emotional story about overcoming his inability to orgasm with a partner. When it was my turn, I said I wanted to become more in touch with my body and my intuition. As a workaholic who struggles with anxiety, I often isolate myself from people, put my drive for achievement above my happiness, and tune out my desires to the point where I can't even tell if I'm hungry or tired. Yeah, so there's that, she says. I was in search of the connection to other people and myself that the OMers, the orgasmic meditators, talk about all the time. Through everyone's honesty and attentive listening, I was already feeling connected to the people in the room. The instructors explained that another thing that OM does is take you from orgasm 1.0 to orgasm 2.0.
This is an option I never even heard of.
Apparently, orgasm 1.0 is goal-oriented and fades afterward, like the ones most of us have experienced. On the other hand, orgasm 2.0 sticks with you and helps you understand your inner needs and feel close to the people around you, which sounds super nice. While we don't have the chance to try OM ourselves in class, the instructors did do a very graphic demonstration. One of them undressed from the waist down and laid on her back with her legs splayed over two pillows, and the other set a stopwatch. put lube on her finger and then stroked where you might expect. The instructors explained the specific location has the highest concentration of nerves, making it super sensitive.
The ominous G-spot.
Though she says I'm not sure that's a scientific fact. The timer went off after 13 minutes. According to my instructors, that specific amount of time should be enough to relax, let your guard down, and get in to the orgasmic meditation. After which point, the instructor took out a towel and pressed it gently against the OM-er's spot in order to ground her, i.e. bring her back to reality. I have to try this, I thought. During lunch, I got some unusually candid conversations with my classmates. I guess you could call them that, she says. The instructor sitting next to me observed that I was asking him a lot of questions about him, and I took myself by surprise when I responded, maybe that's because I'm afraid to talk about myself. He spent the next few minutes challenging me to tell him about my life, and someone else came up to me and told me, I have great energy. In the afternoon, we delved into the technicalities. So this is like an all-day-long course.
I guess.
If it's an all-day-long course, it really doesn't have the same feel as a wham-bang, you know, meet-at-the-hotel-room prostitution encounter. She says, we delved into the technicalities, like how to ask someone to OMU. Orgasmic meditation. You say, would you like to have an orgasmic meditation rather than can I OMU? Since it's a mutual activity. The necessary supplies, lube, a towel, and an optional pair of gloves, how to position yourself, the strokey butterflies her legs out over two pillows, and how to touch down there. One hand lifts up the... We'll not get into all that detail. Then during the OM, the strokey is supposed to tell the stroker if they want anything to be done differently, and the stroker is supposed to describe the sensations they're feeling. After the time is up, both partners describe the moments that stood out to them during the session. So much talking, she says. The instructors explain that one taste only teaches us to stroke women because there's too much of a societal expectation for women to please men. That means there's no you do me, I do you kind of transaction. I could get behind that, but it was...
I see the value in that. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's selling empowerment to some extent, and that's legit as far as I'm concerned. Sure, there's been far too many transactions out there that have been one-sided, male to female. Sure, this sounds fine to me.
She says I could get behind that, but when they told us to forget about climaxing and just follow the orgasm, that they lost me. What the hell does that mean? I sheepishly raised my hand. So orgasm but don't climax? What's the difference? They explained, orgasm is any state of involuntary muscular contraction, and women are wired to have expansive orgasms for an extended period of time. Climax, on the other hand, is a male-centered standard that our society has imposed upon women, where you reach the peak and then go back down. But really, women's orgasms should be more like a roller coaster, they say. There's a little bit more here on...
Ladies, you're doing it wrong.
And orgasmic meditation. Have you ever tried this? 855, 450, free.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.